So we don't have to make a big thing out of meditation. Meditation, it's just everyday life. No different. Same mind, same life. But in meditation, or we call meditation, we apply some effort to minimizing obstructive conditions and maximizing supporting conditions. It's as simple as that. But we're doing the same thing. We're learning how to put forth effort into our life. Four kinds of effort, four kinds of challenges we face. First, how can we take care of our mind in such a way that as yet unarisen, unwholesome mental states do not arise? How do we deal skillfully with unwholesome mental states that have already arisen? How do we introduce into the mind wholesome mental states that have not yet arisen? And how do we nurture and take care of and bring wholesome mental states that have already arisen to maturity? So these four efforts are not restricted to meditation. They should be fundamental pillars of our everyday life. But when we can create this kind of artificial situation in which we're sitting quietly, in which all of the demands on our attention, all our responsibilities to family and to career and to the world at large are put to one side just for a few minutes. Then we have an opportunity to put forth a focused effort, create a momentum of practice, which is difficult to achieve outside the meditation hall. But what I would like to stress is we're doing the same thing, or we should be trying to do the same thing, same things, in the context of meditation. We were trying to create a relationship between the mind and the meditation object, such that unwholesome mental states do not enter the mind. So that's the challenge. That's the where we need to use our wisdom and intelligence and observational skills. What is it that draws the mind away from the meditation object? Boredom is probably number one. So how can we protect our minds against boredom? The power of faith and confidence in the importance and value of this work helps to a certain degree. Reminding yourself at the beginning of a meditation exactly why you're doing this, what's the purpose, and what are the things to be careful about not to allow to occur. So if you, at the beginning of a meditation, if you notice you've got something on your mind, some worry, some concern, some niggle, some irritation, some desire, that's probably going to manifest in the meditation, unless you make a firm determination that I'm not going to follow that, I'm not going to indulge in that, even if it pops up in my mind, I'm not going to make anything out of it. So we begin the meditation. Don't make it a burden. Don't make it into something too special. Ask yourself, how can I enjoy my life right now? And your life right now is your breath. So enjoyment here is the kind of enjoyment of a subtle work of art or a Japanese garden, that kind of enjoyment. I'm not talking about a gross sensual pleasure, taking a like a cool and measured appreciation. Appreciate your in-breath. Appreciate your out-breath. Just this. Notice that if you're simply present to your breath, content with your breath, that feels good. It's pleasurable. The absence of negative mental states is inherently pleasurable. Is that true? Does that make sense? Well, look, because there will be moments, even short moments, even if you're somewhat agitated or confused, well, there will be just short gaps when there is no thought, no dullness, no agitation, simple everyday awareness. Not a big deal, not a mystical experience, most ordinary thing. The mind present to its experience, present to this simple physical phenomena. Breath coming in, breath coming out. It's not something you're doing. The body is breathing by itself. So as a meditator, this is your job. This is your challenge. How can I enjoy an in-breath? How can I appreciate an in-breath in such a way that my mind doesn't want to search for something else? How can I, what kind of relationship between awareness, the mind, and the breath is necessary for me to prefer awareness of the breath to a memory, a fantasy, imagination, and all the other phenomena that draw the mind away from right now? This is an exploration. It's problem solving. It's learning, observing, enjoying, appreciating. Doesn't have to be a burden. What better way, what more wonderful way can we think of a large group of people to sit together in harmony than each one of us appreciating simple, basic experience the one that defines our life and our breath. As long as we have breath, we're alive. No breath, no life. This is our life. Our breath is our life. Being content with your breath teaches you how to be content with your life.